Okay, Freight Wire people, here's Josh 60502 and just Matt Poner with some special recording for you. We're here to talk about Game Room, which is the new Xbox 360 exclusive virtual arcade where you play a bunch of old crappy games that aren't good at all. So why don't you explain what we're doing at the moment here,
Matt? Well, we're trying to play a game. It says push start, and I'm pushing start, and I can't play. I just want to play some Lunar Lander. That doesn't seem like a crime to me. But we figured out the trick. You have to go to Game Instructions, push B, then go to Controls, push A, then go to there, press Controls again, then push B, then go to Resume Game, and it doesn't work.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah.
It's all very finicky. I don't know if they did this on purpose to try to simulate how crappy these systems really ran. But if they did, that would be pretty bad. But, you know, regardless of whether this was intended or not, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Oh, they don't all suck. There's one good one.
One good one. I don't even remember what it was called.
Me either, but you're a Transformer, and you can get legs, and you can get a head.
Or as we like to say, get head.
Yeah, if you want to go there.
You're like some, you start off normal little ship. See some legs, you add on your legs, and you see a head, you get head, and then before you know it, you're a full-blown Transformer type thing. So that is like the one okay game. The rest of them are from like the Atari 2600 or Intellivision and stuff. Even with the little like numeric keypad thing, which is, oh boy, it's just not good. So, all these games, they have demo trial versions, and what you can do is you can press demo, play it for 10 minutes, and then after that, or if you quit early, then it's done. You can never do the demo again, and the only way to play is to either spend 50 cents and play it one single time, or spend like $5 and buy the whole game forever.
Which is really pointless because of the rewind feature. In any game, if you're losing or sucking, you can just rewind it, and time will go back to before you died, and you can just move out of the way of the bullet or whatever. So it's really pointless.
Doesn't really end the whole like 10-minute demo limit.
Yeah, that's true.
But in case, you know, you don't want to lose all your lives really fast, you can do that, which is, you know, kind of nice. So I'm looking in this Game Informer issue where they talk about this, and they have like the names of some of these games, so we can talk about what we thought of some of them. Let's see, Armor Battle.
That was the one with the tank that controlled mediocre, not as bad as combat. That controlled like crap.
A lot of these games are similar. You control a tank, and it controls really bad, but like, then you move around.
Hence the term tank controls.
Exactly. So, Armor Battle, was that good? I don't remember. I mean, it compared was, to the, some of the other ones, was it good?
It was mediocre.
Mediocre. Astro Smash. That was, that was the one you were doing. You almost. Yeah. I think you actually did do that the full 10 minutes.
I did.
Which is saying a lot.
Most of these games you just quit after a minute.
Yeah, so, let's see, Astro Smash, but would you spend $5 on it?
Definitely not.
Would you spend 50 cents on it?
No!
Yeah, so, there you go.
The only way it's fun is because of Rewind, and I had like 20 lives by the end of it.
Yep.
Just got so many points.
They had one called Batlantis.
Oh, that was the crappy Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a lot of rip-offs of Space Invaders and Asteroid and...
Yep, you're like sitting on a castle, some people are coming in, sometimes they crawl up onto the castle, and once they've done that, you can't do anything.
You just gotta take it.
You just lay back and take it. Finalizer, I don't remember how that was, but
that's the Transformer.
Oh yeah, there it is, Finalizer, that is a good one. 1985, it says, it came out. So, there you go.
Best one of the bunch.
Outlaw.
That was the crappy tanks ripoff or combat.
You're like these two little Western guys with guns, of course. All Western guys wanted to shoot each other.
Yeah.
So what you can do is you just run around. It's a two-player type of game. And when you kill the person, they die. And when they die, they come back to life right exactly where they were. So
you can just spam bullets. Just keep shooting in the same location. They'll just keep dying.
Yeah, you shoot them, they come back to life. You shoot them immediately before they can do anything. Yeah. Exactly. So
don't read them all. Just skip through if you
I'm
recognize.
Trying to find some good ones. Sea Battle. Oh, that was... That
we couldn't get it to work. We could get, like, a few blips on screen sometimes. It just was very unself-explanatory. Maybe we're just too weaned on, like, all the tutorials and modern games. But we should still
be
able to...
We pressed every button. We even did the little menu combination to get most games to work. And that didn't even do anything.
Well, no, we got into the game fine, but just, like, getting a control, getting a response out of the game when we were in gameplay...
I just don't know what
controls are terrible.
How about Space Armada? Did we do that?
I don't think we did.
I don't know. They all have generic names that sound the same. Let's see. Tutankham. That was like a Pac-Man type thing that was hard as crap.
Yeah, you couldn't.
And just annoying.
Yeah, it just wasn't fun. Most of these just aren't fun. They're barely games.
Oh, Crystal Castles. That thing was. That was just crazy.
That was weird. You control a bear who runs crazy fast. He's trying to pick up dots. So it's pretty much a ripoff of Pac-Man. And you're being attacked by caterpillars, walking trees, and sometimes a swarm of bees just randomly comes after you.
I really don't know what was going on. What was another one? Yar's Revenge.
That was a weird one, too.
One of the Atari ones.
You gotta, like, shoot through this wall of blocks, then you get to this, like, thing, this, like, terminal or something, and then you can call, like, a strike, and you're trying to destroy the terminal. I just don't get it. Maybe I'm not using my imagination, but whatever.
So, I'm reading what Game Informer has to say about some of these. They're just talking about Crystal Castles. It says, they keep the colorful environments, catchy music, and unique stage layouts, which remain engaging.
No, they're just selling out to Microsoft. That game sucks.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're selling out. Maybe they were just, you know, they played it back in the day. They got good memories.
Yeah, just with no nostalgia, these games don't hold up at all.
No. I have to say that there were two little packs you could download, and I only did the first one, so maybe in the second pack there's some worthwhile ones.
I seriously doubt it.
But if they're like the ones in the first pack, let me tell you, people, don't worry about them.
Yeah.
I have to mention, they use the avatars, you know, all those little people for Microsoft, I don't know, like the Xbox's version of the Miis.
Yeah.
So the whole arcade is inhabited by these things.
Who serve no purpose. They're just window dressing.
Yeah. So when you're playing the game, it doesn't really take up the whole screen. It just sort of makes it look like you're staring into the cabinet. But you can see your guy playing it off to the side. And every few seconds, he'll start jumping around and just looking stupid.
But sometimes he just kicks the machine and then, like, he rubs his foot because it hurt or something. It's not funny. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know about these avatars. I don't know really what they can do to make them good.
Nothing. They can do one thing. Get rid of them.
No, there you go. And that's kind of our attitude about Game Room. As you could tell,
it sucks.
It sucked. And we spent a long time on this. Probably a lot more than it deserved.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So, the verdict.
Don't buy it.
If you've got no nostalgic connection to any of these games, you're not really going to enjoy it.
So just, please don't buy it.
Yeah, especially don't spend money on it. I mean, we're not even sure you'd want to play all the demos.
Right.
Because I know we couldn't sit through all of them.
Yeah. Make it Microsoft's PSP Go, please.
So with that, we'll leave you. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.